Welcome back, everybody.
Hello.
Jenny and Namisha from the Toronto Vegetarian Association here today. We are going to make eggless egg salad sandwiches.
Mm, yum.
So, how do we do egg salad without the eggs? We do it through the magic of tofu. So, Jenny is going to start by mashing up our tofu so that it will start to look like egg salad. So,
go ahead. You can use a fork for this, but we've got this super duper tool here.
So this tool is called a pastry blender, but it's not just for pastry because I love using it for mashing tofu. You can also use a potato masher or, as Jenny pointed out, a fork. Now the tofu provides protein just like egg, but there's no fat, at least not the artery clogging kind of fat. There's a little bit of fat in tofu, but nothing that you need to worry about. And it's got zero cholesterol. Now, you know that a single egg has 213 milligrams of cholesterol. That's way too much.
Huge.
You see, right now, it's just a plain block of tofu. Tofu on its own doesn't have very much flavor, but that's its beauty and its strength. Because you can take tofu from appetizer to dessert. You can make tofu fingers. We can make eggless egg salad like we're doing here today. Last time on Supreme Master TV, we also made a nut loaf where we use tofu as an ingredient.
Yep.
And you can make tofu cheesecake.
Exactly.
So cheesecake without the cheese. By substituting tofu for a lot of these dairy and egg ingredients, you make it better for your health, of course, but you also are kinder to the planet. You're much more compassionate towards the animals. And so it's a win-win all around. So now this still is just a bland, plain block of tofu right now. But the magic comes in when we put all the other ingredients together to actually make it taste good. So what we need here is we start with 2 tablespoons of mustard. So this is just plain, ordinary yellow mustard. Nothing fancy. You don't need that fancy Dijon kind. Actually, if you use the fancy mustard, it makes it a little bit too strong. So I prefer just to use the plain mustard. And the mustard gives it flavor, but it's the color. You know, the egg has the yolk, which is yellow. So we're going to fool our senses with this little trick of the kitchen.
And if I haven't got mustard, I've used turmeric.
Oh, that's right. Turmeric will help you give that same yellow color. And you can then adjust the flavorings with some other ingredients that I'll be talking about in a minute. So I'm using a teaspoon of salt. And the other complaint I hear about from people about tofu is that they don't like that beany taste. And so what we're doing is employing a little bit of chemistry here to neutralize that beany flavor. Now, in a traditional egg salad, you wouldn't normally put sugar, but I've got some organic dehydrated cane juice crystals here. You can use ordinary sugar if you like, but this is what I use at home. And the action of the sugar and the salt and lemon juice and the vinegar, all these ingredients coming together, is going to neutralize that beany taste. And so you don't taste the sugar in this recipe.
That's funny, because I've never noticed that tofu has a beany taste.
Oh, so, okay. Well, some people's palates are a little bit more sensitive than others. So I've got my 1.5 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar. Now, if you don't have apple cider vinegar, you can use white wine vinegar or some rice vinegar. Will work equally well. But I like apple cider vinegar because it does have a nice flavor. And we need about 1.5 tablespoons of fresh lemon juice. Now, this is where I insist on fresh.
And you know, if you haven't got fresh, just buy some lemons, make the juice, and you can then freeze it for use later.
So we've got our salt, sugar, mustard, lemon juice, apple cider vinegar, and we're just going to mix that up so that the mustard gets incorporated and we have a smooth dressing. Just a few seconds. until you don't hear the grainy sound of the sugar and the salt anymore. And that's when you know, okay, this is good enough. Have our pre-chopped vegetables, but just so that our audience knows what we've done here, is I just cut the celery into short strips like this to begin with, and it doesn't have to be very fine, but just, you know, cut some strips and then just chop it into fine bits.
Now, you do have the professional look with the knife here, I must admit.
Well, it comes from a lot of practice. And doing this often enough that it looks effortless. Mm-hmm. I've listed some measurements, about 2 tablespoons of chopped celery. But you know, you can either leave it out altogether or use less or use more. This is a very flexible recipe. And then the other thing we've got is a spring onion. Sometimes I make a slit in it halfway so that the pieces get chopped nice and fine. And same thing, just with that, you know, up and down motion of the knife, we cut it into small bits. And I like using mostly the white parts and a little bit of green for some color.
Oh, for for garnish afterwards as well.
That's it. And we'll use parsley for some green color as well. Mm-hmm. So here we've got our chopped green onion. And again, just 3 tablespoons, depending on how much you like. And some chopped cucumber, okay, which is usually traditionally found in egg salad as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just give that a little mix.
Oh, lovely. Look at that color.
Isn't that beautiful?
Maybe we can just hold that up.
There we go.
Isn't that amazing? And nutritious too.
Celery, cucumber, onion. Uh-huh. It all has fiber. And of course, we're going to serve this on a whole grain bread. So that gives us fiber too. Now, Jenny, if you can just stir that through for me with the tofu.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got our veggies coated in that dressing that we made.
Okay. Oh, this smells delicious,
doesn't it? And the magic just happens.
Oh,
you see the yellow color forming, and now it's starting to look like egg salad a little bit. If it doesn't quite look the way you want it to, there's nothing to stop you from, you know, just adding a little extra squeeze of mustard.
Very nice.
To make it yellower. And ideally, you want to let this sit in the fridge for about an hour minimum, or, you know, make it the night before and then put your sandwiches together in the morning so you can have them for lunch. And the tofu acts like a sponge. It absorbs all the flavor of these ingredients that we put in, the mustard, the lemon, the salt.
Yep.
And that's it. It's,
wow.
There you go. There's your egg salad. Now, what we're going to do is garnish it with our finely chopped parsley, and we're going to mix that in as well.
Now, these are really sweet. You found these tiny little
pita pockets.
Yeah.
And they're great if you're having people over and you're entertaining. This is a great party idea. People can just pick them up with their fingers and, you know, they're mingling and talking. And these are all ready and stuff.
We just cut
the little top off at the top.
Okay.
And that creates this little pocket. And then we just stuff it in.
This is the fun part.
Yeah, it is fun. And they look so pretty when they're done. And then you can garnish your platter with, you know, little carrot curls or parsley or dill or any fresh herbs that you've got, and make the platter look really pretty. So this is a great entertainment food, but it's also great. It's an everyday dish as well. Mm-hmm. Very nutritious, tasty. It is quite tasty. You know, I've served this at different occasions, and I've had people insist it was egg, and I'm like, no, it's not egg. So it looks like egg, though, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. But and the great thing about tofu is you can get this in packets as well,
can't
you?
That's it. You can get this in different consistencies. Mm-hmm. So there's firm, medium firm. I just used regular water pack tofu today. I bought it fresh.
Yes.
It's from an Asian market. And of course, in different parts of the world, because we've got our audience from all over the world. Mm-hmm. So just look in your near supermarket or Asian market and ask for tofu. And there's a variety. And, you know, for egg salad, regular works fine. Medium works fine. If you do use one of the softer varieties, you need to drain off the excess water so that it's not too runny. And also, the other question I get asked about this dish is, how long will it keep? Well, mm-hmm. amazingly enough, it keeps well for 3 to 4 days in your refrigerator. So you can make it in advance and have it for lunches, serve it up at supper. It's a great snack. Yes, it's great on
yes.
toast.
Yes,
okay.
Nice. There we
you
go.
Did a great job of stuffing these.
Very
and
nice.
There you go. This is what they look like. There's nothing to stop you from making a regular sandwich with regular bread. You know, put some lettuce, some tomatoes, some sliced cucumber, and you'll have yourself an eggless egg salad sandwich. All right. Well, thank you all for joining us again on Supreme Master Television. Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter.
And coming up next is Between Master and Disciple. Stay tuned. All right. Well, be veg, go green, save the planet.
I thought both recipes were delicious, and I look forward to trying them at home.